my troubles are many and my pleasures are few. I guess life is always that way, but I don't complain, 'cause I know I'll be free if I can get to heaven someday.
Sometimes I get weary, I don't know where I stand. I stumble and fall on the way, but Jesus has promised to reach out his hand so I can get to heaven someday.
But tell me, where am I now? Am I almost there? Is that heaven's bright glory I see? Is that Jesus I hear calling out my name? It's the door standing open for me. My friends don't believe me when I tell them it's true, that somewhere there's a home waiting for me. They're all made of gold, and there's one made for you. Come with me to heaven and see. Sometimes I get weary, I don't know where I stand. I stumble and fall by the way, but Jesus has promised to reach out his hand, so I know I'll get to heaven someday. But tell me, where am I now? Am I almost there? Is that heaven's bright glory I see? Is that Jesus I hear calling out my name? Is the door standing open? The door standing open? Door standing open for me?
I'm just a wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world of woe. And there's no sickness, no toil nor danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my mother, going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. I know no clouds will overgather. I know my way is deep and steep, but golden fields will lie before me where God's redeemed will vigil keep. I'm going there. Just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. I'm going there to see my Jesus.
Going there,
no more to roam.
I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a
Many shopping malls have a store called Things Remembered that offer items that can be engraved to commemorate special occasions. People give engraved items in honor of special events or shared moments. Most likely, many of us here have those things that are so treasured and special to you. I have a beautiful Bible on my desk that has my name imprinted on it that I received from Bonnie and Vince that reminds me about the installation service. We like to remember happy times and things that are significant to us. Memories are precious. They help us to be connected to people, places, events, that shaped us and that influenced our lives. Sometimes, though, we might wish we could forget certain things. But even life's unpleasantries offer lasting memories and lasting lessons learned through adversities. At the Last Supper, Jesus shared a meal with his disciples. As he led them in observance of the ancient ritual of the Passover, Jesus, the master teacher, used this opportunity to implant, to instill precious memories in his disciples gathered in that room that night. And as Jesus raised the bread and the cup in thanksgiving, he added a new significance to that ancient ritual. Luke 22 records that Jesus told his disciples to observe the Passover in remembrance of me, in remembrance of Jesus. And here today, we are as his disciples. Observe the Lord's Supper, the communion, in remembrance of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Sometimes we refer to this ordinance as a memorial supper to highlight the significance of Christ's death on the cross on our behalf and encourage one another to remember this significant act of love. Sometimes we refer to it as our communion to emphasize our personal, close, intimate relationship with our friend and Savior, Jesus. Whatever we call this observance, the one thing is clear, that it is time to remember. Exodus 12 presents the final chapter of the miraculous God's rescue of people of Israel from Egyptian bondage. For the angel of death to pass over a household, a family had to put blood of the sacrificial lamb on the doorpost of their house and eat the Passover meal as it was prescribed by God. This lamb and the meal of unleavened bread became a symbol for the people of Israel of their deliverance from Egyptian slavery. You know, we commemorate the Independence Day with joy and celebration. The signing of the Declaration of Independence happened many years ago, before many of us even were born. Yet, the events symbolized by that day shaped the world that we were born into and we live in today. An event that happened almost 240 years ago is still significant and important to us as we enjoy the freedoms and benefits that were provided for us by the sacrificial service of our parents and grandparents. The God who acted in history to deliver his people Israel also has acted in history to deliver you and me. The elements used in the communion are not real body and blood of Christ, yet they're powerful symbols that cause us to remember that Jesus really did suffer and die in a real historical time and place. What Jesus did centuries ago impacts our lives not only today, but also our eternity. When John the Baptist saw Jesus approaching, he cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of this world." In Exodus, the lamb was sacrificed for the deliverance of one family. At the cross, the Lamb of God was sacrificed to deliver the whole world from the power and penalty of sin. The Passover lamb served as a substitute for the firstborn of Israel. But the Lamb of God that was sacrificed on Calvary was a substitute for you and me. Without the death of the lamb and the spreading of the blood, the children of Israel would certainly experience death. But without the shedding of the blood of Jesus and his substitutionary death on the cross, we would not have hope for salvation. There was a story about the 8-year-old Kenyan girl, Monica, who fell into a pit and broke her leg. Mama Neri, an older woman, witnessing what happened, jumped into the pit to rescue Monica. In the pit, the black mamba, the most poisonous snake in Africa, bit both Monica and Mama Neri. As the villagers rushed to their assistance, they took both ladies to medical clinic where they received treatment, and Monica survived and recovered. But tragically, Mama Neri died. The nurse, a missionary, explained to Monica that when the snake bit both ladies, Mama Neri received the first bite, which exhausted all the poison of the snake. So when the snake bit Monica, it had no poison left in it. In a similar way, Jesus took all the poison of sin of the world upon himself. Even though we might still experience the attacks and bites of the ancient serpent, Satan, there is no deadly poison left in it. It's just a matter of time when, after a certain treatment, we will be recovered completely. Because Jesus took that poison upon himself. People have many ideas about who Jesus is and why he came into this world. Jesus himself answers to that, and he says that he came to seek and to save what was lost. When we gather together around the Lord's table, the elements speak to us about his sacrifice, his substitution, and our salvation. In remembrance of him, we celebrate our redemption accomplished by him at the cross. Luke, in chapter 22, verses 19 and 20, records that Jesus said, "This is my body given for you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Jesus told his disciples that he was going to suffer for them. He is giving his life for them. It is true that his sacrifice was for the whole world. Yet the disciples heard him saying, "It is for you personally. I'm giving my life for you," Jesus said. We all receive all kinds of mail. Most of that mail is something that we call junk mail. That is computer generated. Sometimes even it has a name on it. It might be even misspelled. It is not personal. And we sort it out quickly, looking for something, some name that we can recognize where it's coming from, or a handwritten name or address. That tells us that someone took personal time to actually address specifically you or me. People generally open that mail first, and in most of times, that piece of mail brings a pleasure. Unless it's an anonymous letter that critiques your sermon. But personal mail shows that someone has taken time to communicate with just you. Jesus encourages us to treat his sacrificial act of love in a very personal way. Yes, he died for the salvation of the world, but he died for you and me. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul gives instructions concerning the Lord's Supper, and he emphasizes two things. He mentions our personal salvation as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, but also as we participate in the communion. He wants us to remember that communion carries inward and outward elements or aspects. Inwardly, we are to examine ourselves before taking the emblems. And outwardly, through our participation in this communion, we proclaim the Lord's death until he returns. Observing the Lord's Supper carries personal significance to every one of us, because Jesus calls us to remember that he laid down his life for you and me. May we never forget. It also carries personal responsibility. For us, as participating in this ordinance, to participate with reverence, humility, and sincerity, as we experience and proclaim his love to those around us. I would like to extend the invitation, not only from this church, but also from our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, to take part in this sacred service where we have an opportunity to consecrate our lives again to his cause. The ordinance of humility. Dear Jesus, we thank you for what you've done for us. And through this service, we'd like to remember that you laid down your life specifically for us. We thank you. And we thank you for your reminder that it carries also personal responsibility to represent you in this world. And as we consecrate our lives to you, we pray that you would help us to share your love with one another and with those who are around us. Be with us as we minister to one another on your behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.